Hell, give me some account of this this area, what you were doing in the 20s.
In the 20s?
Yeah, as a kind of background.
I'm afraid I can say very little there because greater part of the 20s I was a student in Europe, living in Paris. I didn't come back here until late 29.
Good God, that was a grand year to return, wasn't it?
Yes, when the market collapsed, yes.
It prepared you for what?
Anything.
Oh, well, you know, the atmosphere in Paris has to be recreated. It's an elusive kind of thing.
Well,
refreshing.
You see, at that time, in the mid and later 20s, loads of Americans were there, good heavens. Not only Montparnasse was crowded, not only with aspiring painters, but Hemingway hung around there, and occasionally James Joyce would stick his nose on the boulevard. It was an atmosphere of activity and feeling of discontinuity anywhere, you see. That came later. But when we got back here and found that there was very little to do, fortunately, we were always a bit adaptable. We got into various little, you know, the things that artists do.
They're
painting cupids on beds and anything that comes along. We managed to live. We're not always exercising our talents to the what we think best, but nonetheless, we don't starve. That's evident. But before any active program where public monies were involved occurred here, we were into the 30s. Because the state emergency relief program in Minnesota here, to the best of my recollection, didn't set up until 33. Mm. And then they set up classes. It's always puzzled me. The first thing we want to do is teach someone to do something we can't make a living at. And that seemed to be the pattern. It was a form of the adult education program. And in this area, part of that was aimed, of course, at teaching English to the foreign-born and those who were relatively illiterate. And it was a quite large program.
How large an artist community was there?
Oh, at that time, under the Public Works of Art Administration, which also had little activity then, I think there were some 30 of us that qualified for it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then, of course, that somewhat was limited by the concept of the Public Works of Art project, because there they primarily were devoted to painting murals in public buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And unless an artist wanted to devote 3 weeks to a month's time in making a sketch that was intelligible to the powers that be, and then he would be awarded a cash commission, why, he was sort of dangling. And that's where this other state program fitted in. And then, of course, as you remember later, PWAP was absorbed entirely into Works Progress Administration.
Mm.
Because they finally ran out of commissions to give, and I understand right today, I picked this up in Denver, that there is to be some movement to clean up these things, and over the years they've become dirty and neglected, and some are probably technically faulty, I don't know.
Yeah.
But to go back to the program at the local level, under the Public Works of Art project, there were a limited number of us, about, as I recall, some 30 or 31, who were allowed to make editions of etchings, paint a few pictures, and ease those out into tax-supported agencies. There was a local committee set up, and that committee was not necessarily sympathetic, oddly. Naturally, the director of the museum was the head of it. But once WPA started, I'll never forget being invited to dinner at the home of a woman who was owner of one of the big stores in Minneapolis. She had been the bookkeeper and had risen up and taken over. I won't mention names, so she's dead now. But I'm invited into this